I'd like to welcome everyone to the July 19th, 2022 special meeting of the Energy, Environment, and Sustainability Committee. Would the clerk kindly call the roll, please?
Mana Jo Green.
Present.
Gina Hansett.
Present.
Phil Erner.
Present.
Joseph Maloney.
Present.
Eric Stewart.
Present.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. And do we have a flag?
I think it's on the other side of the screen. We can forego it.
We're going to say it again
in a minute.
Shortly. We have just one resolution to discuss, but I also want to let legislator. You know, when I have to go from the first name to the last name, my brain freezes up. That one. Legislator Stewart. Just real quick report that about our meeting this morning.
Oh, certainly. At the request of Chair Bartels, I appeared before the breakfast meeting for the town supervisors. And this was in regards to my resolution that is requesting ARPA funding for $2 million for up to 20 projects around the county.
A Parks and Rec?
Yes,
yeah.
For parks. And Tracy had requested that I do so in order to get feedback from the town supervisors to see if there was a need and a desire for the resolution. And also to, like I said, get their input on what that resolution should entail. I was very pleased to get great feedback from the town supervisors. Eight or nine of the supervisors spoke up strongly in favor of the resolution. And in keeping the wording as it is, and by that I mean it would provide in-kind funding to the municipalities. And also to keep it as a 50-50 match. Chair Bartels had expressed reservations about the in-kind language, and she also expressed reservations about the amount of funding available, and she wanted to drop it to a 33% match as opposed to the 50-50. Or 33% match from the county.
When you say in-kind, so you're saying, like in Saugerties, we're building a pickleball court right now in Cantine Field, and we have a local paver or excavator who's going to do a bunch of work for free, so we'd be able to the towns would be able to use that.
Yes,
at makes least me a little. Just what are the parameters? How do you validate on your guys' side of it? Because your operations, how would you guys handle an application like that? How specific would you need them to be? If Saugerty said, "Hey, we got Billy Bob doing $250,000 worth of paving for free," do we need to show you the materials list? Are they going to have to break down their hourly? I mean, they're going to have to
It would include like an hourly rate of the worker, what it would be for the machinery, the equipment.
You're going to want to see actual receipts for the materials or copies of which?
I would.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah.
Is that all in the resolution? I like the resolution other than that part.
Clause.
I don't know if that, I don't know if you need to get that detailed in a resolution if you're providing any kind of, like how the program would run might be different than, I don't know.
Well, we could put those in, but it is the operational side for you guys to require that. But,
non-cash match requiring documentation.
Yeah.
And the documentation will be worked out the contract phase.
Right. All right.
And Laura Petit had said that, you know, she could help work the language so that that's more clear. And so I'm going to be requesting feedback from Laura as to the in-kind language. And so hopefully that will help allay some of Tracy's concerns about the resolution. The town supervisors wanted me to point out that they were very much in favor of the funding. And part of the reason was that there's not another funding source that is as readily available. They mentioned like CFA grants, and those take a ton of time as far as filling out the applications and then actually receiving the money. And so they all had expressed that they felt that all that the towns have plenty of projects and that this money could
I wouldn't think the towns would sweat away this these kinds of things.
Yes, yeah. I mean I didn't expect them to say no.
You never know.
But true, you never know. And like I said, the response was just overwhelmingly positive. And in fact, Supervisor Quigley of the town of Ulster had suggested that all the town supervisors call their legislators to request this funding, and also requested, he also suggested they call Tracy as well. So like I said, this just happened this morning, so I don't know if those calls have been made, but the response was really great. And I also wanted to thank Anna Jo, who graciously offered to come along and provide emotional support. And she also spoke out strongly in favor of the resolution, in addition to a couple of other subjects that, you know, is before the legislature currently, including the resolution we're discussing today.
And most of them also said they had set aside funds, but could not move forward without ARPA funding, so that, you know, they were ready to meet the match. Of course, they'd prefer 50%. But we are here for a specific reason.
So thank you for allowing time to go.
Yeah, I thought it would be good to fill the committee in.
The trail language has been removed from that.
So, sidewalk.
So it's ahead, just for parks.
So we're here to reconsider. We have had a discussion, but there were some questions. I want to be sure. Well, let's first open the discussion. Is there a motion to consider resolution number 351, authorizing the Department of Planning to submit an application to the New York State Climate Smart Committee grant program for renewable energy equipment at the Golden Hill housing site. Motion for discussion?
So moved.
Second that.
Okay. There were questions.
I mean, have we got any further with even the matching part of it? Do we've gotten confirmation from Albany that they'll allow the demolition to be considered?
It won't be allowed.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it won't be allowed. The ARPA funds would not be allowed for the match. So we're looking at a match because Penrose's investment would be allowed to match.
And they've...
The county will not, I'll just say this up front. The county will not be providing a match. So we're looking at having Penrose's investment in the...
Oh my God, don't you're not taking her off the price of the sale.
No. In more, like, more energy efficient equipment or like the solar panels, the difference between that and what a normal system would be the match. And I think they are...
Understand what's happening here is this is a DEC grant, which is usually not the case. It was a one-line add to a bill. So DEC at some of the middle levels are really confused about how they're going to manage this. So
generally,
it's a general sense of confusion.
How long ago was
this year's budget?
When did that hit?
April.
So this has been
out. When did the CFA come out?
May.
And then you start reviewing them.
Yeah. So we're I think the only ones that are asking questions like this, and that's why we're having a little bit difficult time getting answers.
Most other municipalities are using this.
We don't know whether anyone else is using
it. We don't know if anybody else is applying.
But it was technically when you read it, you would technically think it was for county owned property.
You would think that it was for public housing.
Yeah.
For public housing. And so the definition of public housing is what's tricky. Whether public housing means housing that's provided by
a private entity that's so subsubsidized by a public entity that you could say it's public.
Let him finish.
Yes. I mean, but yes, essentially. That housing built with public funds through tax credits. That's considered public housing.
With all due respect, Mina, we're trying to get somewhere in 15 minutes, and I think we just had a good exchange. You got a lot of information out there.
So we're confident that at least they've answered the question that the Penrose project would be eligible under the quote definition of public housing. So that we have an answer on that. we have, we think an answer with respect to what constitutes a match. And we also have an answer relative to ownership. And the way the language in the bill is currently written, and that's got into the grant, we would have to own the equipment. So we're starting to focus on the solar facilities, which are easier to own than all of the equipment inside the building that is the more efficient energy handling systems inside the building.
Were we originally going to own all this equipment?
We thought we could do what we did in the past with respect to the compost facility. What we did is we took an environmental easement over the site. We thought that that's what we could do because that's what we were able to do in the past. There's been some minor changes to the language, and they're telling us that we would have to own the equipment.
So to do this, that's another thing to consider. We're now going to, this is a private developer that is going to own and profit. There's going to be, it's going to be more, it's not, this is the private sector, totally of market rate, but these people do make 8 to 12% a year or whatever it is on average off of their original investment. This is a private entity that we did not plan on owning the equipment. Now we're going to own it all to get this grant. Now we're jumping through all these different nuanced things to basically get a private developer this grant that was meant for more traditional public owned housing. It makes me uncomfortable. And I don't know, with all the other projects that we have going on that seem more public, Elizabeth Manor, why we didn't focus on real public housing. I mean, we're getting all these exceptions just because it's not, I mean, I think we could have gotten an exception for Elizabeth Manor, even though it's more of a temporary, it's emergency housing. I just don't know how it got to Golden Hill, where we've already had all these debates about the appraisal, and Tracy's now trying to get a policy in for multiple appraisals and things like that, where it seems this entity is making out in a way, and now we're just adding another thing to it. Now we're going to own these things also, and we're going to let them play with these different pieces of equipment the way they're buying them or installing to come up with their mat. They still don't want to put any skin in the game, and they're getting this massive piece of property. You know, I don't know, a property just sold in Saugerties. It looks like $2.5 million. They bought it to tear down a house themselves, and it's 4 acres or something. I mean.
So, excuse me, but given the time, I'd like to call on
Thank you, Chair.
Could you speak up so we can get you on the table?
Yes, thank you. I think that there is an argument to be made, and it's been made. And I think that this is a project that fulfills a public purpose. When I look at public-private partnerships, I look for what the public puts in and what the private puts in. If the private puts in very little, and the public is putting it in a lot, and there's a big benefit to the private, then I have a problem. If it's the other way around, where the private is putting in a lot and there's a big benefit to the public and the public has to put in very little, that's a beneficial public-private partnership. I think that's exactly what we have here. It's green, it's housing, it's things that the county needs. Could we say that the county would do everything? Yes, but we don't have the capacity to run all that right now. So I think we ought to move forward with this and appreciate the arguments to, you know, concern for the public first. But once the argument is out there, then I think each person has to decide, is this project good enough, given all those factors? And for me, it is.
Is there any comment or question from anybody who has not spoken?
I'm sorry, man, I couldn't hear what you said.
Okay. Is there any other comment?
Does anyone else have a comment or a question?
I have one question. This is based on a conversation I had with Phil just the other day. What are the assurances that we have from Penrose that this property will remain as public housing and that in a few years it won't go to just market rate?
Yeah, so they're under, I believe it's a 30-year requirement just based off of the credits that they'll get. But in the purchase and sale agreement, we are amending it to add a 40-year requirement, and they're already okay with that. So when we go back, the Housing Development Corporation is going to amend the purchase and sale agreement to add a section in that says this must be kept for affordable housing for 4 years.
Along with those tax credits is that lottery aspect where we can't require that there's a year-long residency to Ulster County. So ultimately what we're doing in the city of Kingston, who has 25,000 people, if not more, living there already, and not a, they don't have a population crisis there. In fact, you can make the argument, maybe there's too many people in the city of Kingston. You're going to be bringing, you're going to do a lottery system, which we've talked about ad nauseum, even though no one seems to care. And also we're going to be bringing people in from outside the county. And this is largely subsidized tax credits. And we can't by law control that once they get those tax credits, correct?
Which we can by where you advertise. So every REBCO project is the same. I'll just say, and if you look at what they just filled at Landmark Place, I think they had one New York City resident and one Florida resident that had ties to that spot. And everything else was either a City of Kingston resident or elsewhere in Ulster County. So that's a similar like project. It's fewer units, but
the Landmark project is right up there.
The one that was our facility on Flatbush.
How many residents moved in?
60.
Yeah, I don't want to say.
But you're skirting that. You got to. You got to be careful ethically. Even you're skirting the process.
You advertise.
You're trying to hide it from anyone outside of Ulster County that they have this opportunity.
Advertising.
It doesn't always work out that way. And sure. we've seen these projects fill up 50-60% from out of county.
I haven't seen that.
No, I can tell you, RUBCO has told us that about 90% of their residents are Ulster County residents in their entire projects. And they have.
Is that right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's after you. As soon as you move here, you change your residency.
No.
They're
no,
claiming
that's,
that it was, you're saying they're
no,
claiming
no,
that
at moving. Moving.
No, that's not. No, that's at moving. That's at moving.
They don't eventually become. I don't know. I know you had pointed that out. That's not what we meant by saying they eventually become. Of course, everybody becomes a resident once they move here.
Most of the time.
Right. Often.
Yeah. Well, especially if they're getting services here in Ulster County, which.
But that's not what we mean.
What if this, we're putting a lot of work in, if this appraisal comes back and it's higher, Penrose pulls out, especially with interest rates going up? Because right now, this deal looks like to me, we are giving them a lot. And if they end up, if we end up coming in with another appraisal that seems fair to me and a lot of other people, the chair has started to now go look around and look at properties for sale. I know she's spoken to you about it. If you're doing comps, looks like Golden Hill, a fair appraisal may not come in now. I also know that according to the Housing Corporation's bylaws, you guys don't have to take the lowest qualified bid. So everything we're giving to this developer, we kept getting told, well, there's going to be another appraisal. There wasn't even an appraisal to begin with. We're now finding out, really. But everything's going to be, and in that first appraisal, looks to me like they were counting the demolition against what they came up with. So right now we know it's low. So if that appraisal comes in high or where it should be, you guys, five or six of you, have the and what I guess you would do is say, this is too important, it's housing, and you're just going to give it to them for whatever this developer wants after we've given them all these other things. But I'm done talking about it. Nobody else seems to care. Let's give this billion-dollar corporation everything. Let's build it for them. Might as well be true public housing at this point, because that's what it is. Except somebody's making money off of it.
We do have a dispensation policy that requires us to do within 10% of an appraisal.
The way I read it is, if it's for some community good that you can justify pretty much any price you want,
you can under the establishment of a
ways and means is over there in the back. I'm sorry.
But we would know, you would know what that appraisal is.
We would know what it is, but you guys wouldn't have to.
Well, there are two.
We're not going to.
There are also two legislators sitting on the board as well.
There's been through this whole thing. All right.
Any questions or comments?
Yeah. I mean, I'm prepared to support this right now. It's an application. We're going to get a chance to review again if we decide to accept it. I certainly share concerns about how the project is proceeding, which is why I spoke about that at the caucus. And the chair, Tracy, agreed that we should have a presentation to the legislature to get on the same page. I'd like that to be open to the public as well, if we could.
But in terms of this, we're talking about trying to get some renewable energy support for the project, and that we might not otherwise have had from the state. If it ends up being, I'm very interested to see what the totality of the contract is that we're gonna do with Penrose. And that's part of what I'd be looking for in this presentation to the legislature. You know, we have another resolution coming up about the demolition, for example, which at one point they were gonna pay for. So I guess I'm prepared to move forward with this. I hope we get it. And then I look forward to hearing where we're at overall with this project.
I was just gonna ask if the solar panels are gonna be mounted on the roof or if they're gonna be standing. Okay.
No, they're roof mounted.
They're roof mounted. Yeah,
they're roof mounted. And we'll own them, right? I wish somebody owned the solar panels on my house right now because they're not working that well anymore. And I don't know how to get rid of them anymore to put ones on at work, but I didn't know anyone in the county. All right.
At this point, I would like to call the question on resolution number 351 to allow the Department of Planning to apply for a DPC Climate Smart Communities grant for renewable energy and equipment. All in favor, please signify by saying aye or raising your hand. And all opposed? Okay, motion carries. Is there any other business? I would call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. And that property has been transferred to the housing court. We have no jurisdictional oversight over it anymore. The last two things we have is this and the jail. Yep.